In 2020, Latino people are expected to become the second largest voting demographic in the United States, surpassing black voters. Ahead of Election Day, Democrats are ramping up in-person outreach to Latino voters in Pennsylvania, a group President Donald Trump's campaign also has in its sights. For Keystone Crossroads, Laura Benchoff has more.
On Sunday, dozens of late-model SUVs with flashing lights and booming sound systems converged on Lehigh Avenue in North Philadelphia. 64-year-old Joaquin Colon was one of dozens of Biden-Harris supporters who came out and drove around the neighborhood in a caravan, dropping literature for the Democratic ticket.
We decided to come down to this, you know, to promote the cause. Yeah, because this is really important. This is one of the most important elections, period, you know.
Democrats spent much of the summer campaigning virtually, but in recent weeks picked up in-person get-out-the-vote activities. These caravans recently cruised through Reading, Allentown, and Bethlehem and are meant to mimic election season in Puerto Rico and elsewhere. Philadelphia City Councilwoman Maria Quiñones Sanchez says in the North Philadelphia neighborhoods she represents, there's still a lot of work to do on the ground.
For instance, in the mail-in campaign, there were about 16,000 requested in the Latino community and 12,000 still outstanding.
That's much lower than the citywide rates, where about half of all requested mail-in ballots have been returned at this point. Surveys show the majority of Latinos support Biden, but there's a large range of political opinions within this group. Hoping to make inroads, President Donald Trump's campaign has been putting out ads like this one in Spanish in swing states, including Pennsylvania.
All men and women created by the go, you know the thing.
Over video of the Democratic candidate fumbling his words, the ad says, Joe Biden doesn't have the strength, energy, or mental capacity to lead the country.
No tiene la fuerza, la energía, ni la capacidad mental para liderar este país.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
In addition to TV spots, Vice President Mike Pence recently campaigned in Reading, which is majority Latino, and Eric Trump held an event for Latinos at a Philadelphia church. Beyond the campaigns themselves, outside interest groups are pushing for more Latino turnout. Canvassers with the union Unite Here are knocking on doors in Black and Latino neighborhoods across Philadelphia. In one neighborhood where turnout was especially low in 2016, 18-year-old Nemesi Quiroz answers the door and says she's excited to vote this year for the first time.
I just turned 18, so you feel me?
Right.
But them, my oldest sisters, they don't really eat. So I'm trying to get them to vote too.
Quiroz lives about a half mile from one of Philadelphia's new early voting centers, but she says she didn't know all the details. Now that she does, canvasser Brahim Douglas asks her to make a plan.
When do you guys think y'all can go around there?
Y'all
want to
vote? I don't know about them two, but I know I'm going to vote, my brother going to vote.
Quiroz turns into the house and starts counting up the people she can get to turn out. Laura Benchoff, Keystone Crossroads.